me get out this morning.
He went out the front door.
Door, yeah, that's how fast he went out on me, I'm like, I didn't even.
He used to, would never go out that door, I had to get the turkey, he didn't come in, the actual turkey out of the fridge.
You had to get turkey, oh, yeah.
Had to get some turkey meat out of the fridge.
Oh. Well, we didn't think about that, did we, Ann? We didn't think about Friday.
Oh, it was.
I know it was.
I wasn't sure it was gonna work either.
Okay, everybody please stand. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, his words will hide my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior of human stands. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Our prayer list this morning. Let's remember Caleb Morgan. Caleb's going to be with us next Sunday. So,
that morning?
Huh?
That morning or evening?
It's going to be in the morning. So, you know, I won't be preaching. He'll be presenting his ministry. Okay, Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Denise and Carol Love, do pray for them. They've got a lot going on, and just pray for them. They need prayer bad. Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jolene Schwantz, Gladys Keegan, Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christian Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, the Taggett family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Keegan, Saul, Sammy, Carol Lyman, Brandon Nations, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy and Karen Fry, Jacob Banner, Willie Reinhardt, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Penley, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie, Amy Claude, Lisa Buck, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Smith, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hale, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenneth Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad and sister and son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jill, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Jones and family. We prayed for Brandy this morning. She had a migraine. Frank and Luann and family. Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Brian Clark, Bill Gibsby, Devin Pothead, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackety, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, and Henry Long Ryan. Jamie and husband. Okay. Does anybody got anything to add to or take away from the list?
Yes. Remember my brother Keith?
Okay.
Phillips. And remember the Nix family.
The what?
The Nix family. It's the Knight Hicks. It's my son-in-law's brother. They've given him like 6 months to live, but he's been bad off in my
life. Okay,
hospital.
Spell it again.
N-I-X.
Nix family. And your brother?
Yes. Keith Phillips.
Okay. All right. So remember those two. Anyone else got Anything to add to the list or take away?
You're gonna put Jane on there?
Oh, yeah, Jane. Jane Schrumps. She fell in about 2 months back and broke her hand. Ironically, she got tangled up in the dog's leash. Failed, and they're talking like they're gonna have to re-break it, reset it. Mm-hmm. So, pray for her.
Put Rusty on the prayer list.
He's on there.
Okay. Well, he's been having trouble with his blood pressure. And they upped his medicine. So keep him on the prayer that he can get his blood pressure in.
Yeah. Anyone else this morning? Okay, anyone got anything on their heart?
I just want to thank Pedro for saying it too, and I want to thank him for every single blessing he gave to us. To me and Pedro, he always took everything lonely and be before me, doing anything I used to deal with every day.
I want to thank the Lord for letting me be here today, and thank you for everything he's done for me. And I know I don't deserve his love and all the blessings that he gives me. I'm so unworthy, but he doesn't care because he loves me.
Amen.
I like to thank the Lord for saving me, and I want to thank him for keeping me and my husband safe up on the roads.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else this morning? Okay, I just want to thank him for saving me and just all the blessings he's given.
Okay.
He's been there for us.
Amen.
All right. Okay, well, let's come pray. Gracious Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we want to thank you for this place that you give us. Lord, to come and worship you, come get fed. We pray, Lord, that you just help and bless and touch each one of us here this morning. We come here, Lord, with a need to feel you and know that you're there for us. Lord, we just pray, God, that you just fill us with the Holy Spirit of God this morning here in this church, that we can feel your presence. Lord, we pray, God, that you just have your Holy Ghost to just tangle each and every one of us, Lord, to just fill us with the joy of knowing that you're here with us. Lord, we pray, God, for these folks that's been mentioned on our prayer list. Each and every one of these folks have a need from you. And Lord, we pray, God, that you will bless and touch and be with each one of those people. Lord, some of these folks, they have health issues. Some of them have spiritual issues. Some of them just plain need to be saved, Lord. We just pray, God, that you'd help them. That you would lead the Holy Ghost of God to them. And Lord, open their eyes and show them that they're lost in the need of the Lord. And God, we pray, Lord, for our church. Lord, that you'd bless it. We have a happy family here, Lord, and I just pray, God, that you just keep that happiness and joy that we have here. God, we just pray, Lord, that you will bless it when seeing others, Lord, that are looking for what we got here. And Lord, we pray, God, that you bless our nation, the people who are have the responsibility of taking care of our government things, Lord. We just pray, God, that you be with each and every one of them, Lord. That you will open their eyes to the needs of the American people and help them. Lord, we pray, God, that you just bless this little church, that you'd have it to grow for your glory and your honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
We read of a place that's called hell. for letting me be in his house this morning. I thank him for every single blessing.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I am no so wonder, come see the world I have made. I see the star, I hear the roll of thunder, the power through the universe display.
Do you know my Jesus?
couple more signs.
Actually.
Been a while since I've signed. Please pray for this one. This one, I have a son in church.
I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say.
I
this morning.
Amen.
All right, we're going to be in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 31, where we'll start reading. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all, for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay all things to the charge of the God's elect? If it is God that who is he that committeth? It is Christ that died, yet rather that rose again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Christ. Shall tribulation, or distress, or peril, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. For I am persuaded that neither darkness nor light, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things presented, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Preacher, have you prayed for us?
Thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord, and just thank you that you love us, Lord. Nothing can separate it, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, we'll be with you one day. Pray you just fill the preacher and give him all you have for us today, Lord. Anoint him and use him. Open our hearts to receive it for Jesus' sake. And you'll be glorified. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
The thought this morning comes from verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Amen.
Folks, that is a powerful, powerful verse.
Yep.
If God be for us, is he?
Yes. Amen.
Yes, he is.
So
much so that he gave his only begotten son to die for us.
Amen.
On an old rugged cross. He gave the best that he had for us this morning. And so many times, I'm going to tell you what, the worst one in the bunch is standing up here. Now, I'm telling you, because so many times I kind of lose thought of that, who can be against us?
Yep.
Stand like a whoop dog.
Yes.
Folks, we should never feel like we've been defeated. Because of the words that are spoken here. If God be for us, and he is.
Yeah.
We know he is.
Yes.
Without any doubt.
Yes.
Yeah.
to be with the mindset and the heart set that we're winners all the time, even when it don't look like we are.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, so many times in the Word of God we read, and especially the Old Testament, you know, here the children of Israel was, you know, they were fighting Philistines. And they were losing, so what did they do? They went and called for the Ark of the Covenant to go before. What happened? In their mindset, they lost the Ark of the Covenant to the Philistines. But in reality, they didn't lose. God just sent them back to the house. And he took care of the battle himself. And they didn't see that. All they seen is they lost. They didn't lose. And sometimes in our lives, church, we look at a situation in our life and we think, man, where was God at in all this? Why did it wind up like this? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you're a child of God, he promised to you, glory to God, church, that he would never leave you or forsake you.
Amen.
You're not whooped. Mm-mm. Now, it may look like in your eyes that things didn't go the way that you thought they should have went. But I'm going to tell you something. God is there. God is still on the throne. Amen. And he's still fighting our battles for us today.
Amen.
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 Amen. I want to encourage you this morning, church. No matter how things go, no matter how things seem like they're going wrong, always look for the positive in it. Always look and see where's God in this. I know he's somewhere. Look for him. In everything, regardless of what it may be. He may be trying to show you something. He might be trying to show you a truth about the world. He might be trying to show you a truth about yourself. And again, he might be trying to show you a truth about him.
Amen.
You know, we don't, our teeny little minds, we cannot conceive in our minds the thoughts of God and what he has God in mind.
Amen.
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 You think about Moses. There he is, done led the children of Israel out of Egypt. They got their backs against the Red Sea. I didn't say the right sea, did I? Yeah, Red. Got his back, their backs against the sea. They ain't got nowhere to go, and Pharaoh has done sent the army back after them. Through the faith in God that Moses had for those people. Could you imagine this morning, church, those people? There they are standing looking back at the army of Pharaoh coming at them. And they're like, we're doomed. But Moses, the faith, he listened to the Lord. And he done what the Lord told him to do, and that sea parted.
Amen.
And all those people crossed that sea on dry ground. On dry ground. That tells me that every single drop of that water split.
Yep.
Even that, it was down there in the bottom making mud.
Yep.
That mud turned to dust.
Yep.
I believe with all my heart those folks had to wash their feet when they got on the other side because they were dirty. From dust, not mud. Dust.
Amen.
A situation where we think in our minds we cannot get out of it. And here comes God. And he parts our sea.
Amen.
And he shows us a way. All them soldiers of Pharaoh said, if they cross, we can cross. And they got over about middle ways and God closed her up.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
With God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
With God on our side, why should we, church, fear? Why should we fear that world out there? Why should we fear the devil? Now, I'm not telling you go out there and take that devil on by yourself because you can't do it.
Nope.
You let God handle it. You let God handle him.
Yes. Amen.
So many times we try to solve our own problems.
Yes.
We try to take care of our own problems.
Yep.
Need to turn them over to the Lord.
Yeah.
Folks, just imagine how much better our lives will be if we just simply turn it over to the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I'm talking about all things.
Yeah.
We think that, you know, our economy is, you know, it's been sideways for the last 4 years. It ain't got no better. Things are still high. But I want you to think about something. Folks, if you spent 1 minute hungry as a Christian in this time, won't you just stand up and tell me that you... When there was food in your cabinet for you to eat, I'm not talking about you being picky and not wanting to eat it. When have you been hungry? When have you been needing bread and you not had it?
He provides all.
Amen. He provides all. Mm-hmm. How many of us have slept in the dark, slept in the cold? Now, I have to admit, my little house trailer ain't the warmest in the world, but it is got heat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about laying down in the bed and being frozen to death. God has provided for us.
Amen.
And everything.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We've had water to drink, food to eat. Place to sleep. He has provided.
Amen.
He's given us work when we need work. He's given us air to breathe, hasn't he, Christy?
Amen.
Just don't be little God. He says here in his word, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
The answer to that question is nobody. They can try to persecute us. They can try to make fun and poke at us. They can sit there and say, you thought you brainwashed. They know God. To them, they ain't no God because they don't know my God. Their eyes haven't been opened to Him.
Yeah.
I stand here before you today and I profess the truth that my God is alive and He is well.
Amen.
He is not dead.
Amen.
He ain't no golden statue somewhere sitting on a shelf or a little green guy, little green chubby guy on the end of a piece of sewing thread. My God is real.
Amen.
And I will profess to that fact in my dying days. He is real. Have I seen Him with my eyes? No, I've seen Him something better. I've seen Him with my heart's soul.
Amen.
Amen.
I have felt His presence. I have felt His touch.
Amen.
I have felt His love.
Amen.
And this morning, church, that's what we are to be professing to those people out there in the world that don't know Him. That He is a loving, caring God.
Amen.
That will never leave them or forsake them. That He will be with them through their times of trouble and their times of good.
Amen.
The God that I serve this morning, church, He's God on the mountain, He's God in the valley, and He's God in between.
Amen.
He is my God.
And He's alive.
And He is alive.
Amen.
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 Folks, could you imagine living in a world where there really was not a God? Living in a world like, you know, these people that's got their eyes blinded to God. A world that was truly evolved from a puddle of ooze. Just say that once upon a time story was true. What kind of world would that be without a God? Glory to God. I'm glad this morning that I know the truth.
Amen.
That I didn't evolve or any of my ancestors were evolved from a piece of ooze.
Amen.
They just come together and was electrified, so to speak, like Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. But there's a God, a true living God, who stepped out on nothing and spoke all this and us into existence.
Amen.
I'm glad that my story starts within the beginning and not once upon a time.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm living this morning in a world that was created by God.
Amen.
That is watched over and protected by God. That God loves. And He sent His only begotten Son down an old rugged cross to save from a place called hell.
Amen.
Church, I don't know about you this morning, but I am so glad that I will never know the tortures of hell.
Amen.
I'll never feel it. I'll never know hell's fire. I'll never know what it's like to be cast into a lake of fire. Because I've got the promise of God.
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus said, I will go. Amen. I will prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself.
Amen.
What a promise. What a promise.
Amen.
That's all I got for this morning. We'll come back tonight and we'll go to another section of Romans and but another. How good our God really is.
Amen.
Amen.
God that will never leave us or forsake us.
Amen.
The God that will always be there for us.
Amen.
Always. Amen.
Amen.
Did they have anything on their heart this morning? Okay, if not, Brother CJ, you pray for us.
Lord, for this visit, we did hear of the heads on the Lord, you will overcome the mercy, and we serve, we follow up and have a great heaven name. Amen.
Amen.